the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What's the biggest screw-up you've seen at work from an intern or the new person? Whatever it might be. HBO Max had one on Friday, and it didn't really hurt anything. But it was a little weird, and they did blame the intern.
I liked how a lot of good came out of it, though. Like the Twitter threads?
It did, yeah.
With so, all the people talking about, like, hey, intern, it's cool. Here's what I did.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So they sent out a blank email with the heading Integration Test Email Number 1 to a whole bunch of subscribers on Thursday night. I had gotten it, and I saw it on Friday morning, and I just chalked it up to any of the 1 billion spam emails we all get.
Yeah, even in my Gmail account now.
Yeah.
Even when it's not the corporate one.
Mm-hmm. So HBO admitted to the mistake on Twitter. They said, we apologize for the inconvenience. And as the jokes pile in, yes, it was the intern. No, really. And we're helping them through it. And they ended it with a heart emoji. But people started empathizing with said intern on social media by sharing their own mistakes. And it became a thing. It trended as Dear Twitter. Or Dear Intern, rather. Once, when I was a junior copywriter, I applied to my dream job at The Atlantic. And I wrote copywriter on my resume. Like I misspelled the job I wanted. They wrote writer, R-I-G-H-T-E-R.
Oh, no.
Which was the job for good spellers specifically. So you're doing great, okay?
That's a tough one.
Dear Intern, I was using my desktop calendar to make a monthly note when I started my menstrual period. But after several months, I realized I was making the notes on a calendar I shared with all of my colleagues company-wide.
Oh, it's so mortifying.
I wonder how much detail there was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it might be, it's probably a useful thing for coworkers, though. Like, let's cut a little slack today because Doris is, it's on the calendar.
Oh, I would love to come in here and just tell y'all, hey, it's day one of my period. I am a beast.
Yeah.
I feel like a wild animal today.
If that happened, if you were seeing that show up on a calendar, would you say, hey, did you know that's going out to everybody? I don't think I would.
No.
You wouldn't tell me?
Well, definitely. But,
okay.
But the dynamic is different. It's not like an office situation where maybe you kind of know somebody. What I would do, like if I saw somebody, like one of the salespeople that I don't really know that well, I would go to another female that I do know well and go, hey, did you see this? Do you think somebody will say something?
Because
I'm not going to. But
Kelly is sharing
they
cycle
might not
with
know this is on there.
I feel like if I actually did it, because Rachel's here too, but being the only girl in the studio, I feel like you guys would text each other and y'all would say, hey, look, Kelly updated her period calendar for the month. And it's looking like the end of the week, we're going to be real tough on her.
Kelly's oversharing again.
Yeah, she's oversharing, but don't tell her. And then you'll come to some sort of group message agreement on when to tell me. Like 6-7 months later, which would be totally humiliating hilarious.
That'll be a Steve. Set a reminder for
us. Yes. Mm-hmm. Can we add things to a corporate email? Like, do we have that ability?
I don't know.
Can we all just
probably?
Why not?
I mean, they come from our email, but it doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm.
No, but it came from her email. But she didn't realize she was doing it either. So I don't know. Why don't we just start putting random things on calendars?
Well, maybe it sounds like
fun to me.
We can get access to the push notifications for all of the apps for the radio stations we're on, and just start sending out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sure that's what they want.
That'd be funny.
In my opinion, yeah. If we were able to like schedule dumps on a corporate calendar.
This one, Dear Intern, in art school, my boyfriend and I lost an entire car. We parked it somewhere near Lincoln Park or Wicker Park, possibly Belmont, and then just never found it again. A whole car. There were no substances involved. Everyone screws up.
That is a
wow. That's
big
really,
ass one, though.
There were two of you.
Dear Intern, I once deleted a project spreadsheet and emptied the trash. Why wouldn't I empty the trash? It tracked over 10,000 files who had them, what we owed them, everything. Me and my coworker managed to rebuild it overnight. I'm just forbidden to ever empty the trash now, ever.
Yeah, we don't have anything big like that. I mean, let's see. Going back to when I was an intern here, I don't remember if I was being... Well, I was being paid as a promo person mm-hmm. when I scraped up our gentle, easy listening station's minivan.
Yeah, but that was a rite of passage. That happened to...
Oh, yeah, like, no, it's not anything normal, but it's still
like,
a big
one.
Yeah,
that happens all the time. That is a big one.
Even worse, it was... It wasn't me who was taking it out. I just said I would help get it out of the space. That's how brutal it was down there.
Bad. Oh, where, yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
We had an intern one time who came back to work like a couple days and said they had been asked to help out. They're one of those interns where they're like, I'll say yes to anything. Mm-hmm. So they would get asked to do, the station was doing what they call beach hits. And they would go out to the beaches here in West Michigan and give away prizes when we had prizes. And he had gone along with one of the promo people. And then in the station vehicle, the station GRD Durango, he stopped and did a weed deal.
Oh, my God.
Which at the time
right.
it was still illegal. And so the intern was like, hey,
I don't know what my place is.
But, so when I was going out to the beach, we stopped in so-and-so town and did a weed deal in the station vehicle. I'm like, oh, well, that seems bad.
Mm-hmm. Did the vehicle smell like pot too or something? I remember this.
Well, it would have just from that person being in it.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
This person had but one smell. Stink.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be that person.
It was in their name.
Work.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. That was an earned nickname.
Oops.
You can't be that person at work that comes in smelling like it all the time. You certainly can't be that intern.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
Not for very long.
Uh-huh. And it never shakes.
There's a shelf life.
What is the biggest intern mistake that we had an intern make on this show?
I mean,
the dude that got fired on his first day because he claimed he went number one on the bagels that he went to get us.
Yeah, that was a real.
Because
that was really weird. What?
Best case scenario, he lied and got fired trying to be funny on his first day.
Yeah.
And worst case scenario is he actually did that.
I don't think he really did it. But he did put dirt in one of the bagel sandwiches. But it just wasn't funny. It wasn't
like literally fired on the first day.
Yeah, we're
that's
like,
probably
just
it.
Get out.
Trying to think of other ones.
That has to
be it. Everything, find that audio now.
Everything else was just kind of funny.
What was that guy's name?
Frank Smalltalk.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know what his intern name was, but that was his real name.
I think a lot of them. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they fell asleep.
That's kind of what it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything big.
Yeah. No.
Showed up in their jammies.
Yeah.
I had to fire the one who, in the 12 days that she was scheduled, she showed up 5 of them.
Yeah. That was bad.
She just didn't care.
Yeah, she just didn't care.
And with this schedule, too, whenever in my previous job I would hire interns, I would ask them, one of the first questions is, are you a morning person? And anyone who told me, not really. Okay, well, you obviously aren't getting the job, but it was the people who lied, and you could tell because they were the first ones to oversleep, to be the no-shows, and they would do it multiple times in a row in the very beginning, and it's like, man, I got a 3 strikes and you're out rule.
Yeah.
And one girl just like the very first day called me and was like, well, here's all my reasons why I can't come in today. Also, can I come in like 2 hours later than expected tomorrow?
No.
Like, no, you can't do that. And then she did it anyway, and I was like, you mess up one more time, yeah, we're gonna have a problem. And then she overslept the very next day.
Made it easy.
I'm like,
for
you're
you.
Gone. Bye.
Normally, radio intern mistakes are funny, at least on our show. Like when Kyle, who was known as Wiener 2,
I was about to say,
was supposed to go ahead of Joe for a Joe stunt and be at the coffee shop that you can literally see out the window.
It's one block.
Yeah, like with the camera that's above Steve's head. That camera will zoom in enough that you can read people's lips in that office down there.
Yes.
And so we get a call from Kyle. We're like, are you there yet? And he goes, I can't find it. We're like, you can't find it?
I can't find it.
You can see it out the window.
No, he couldn't find a place parking. To park.
Couldn't find parking, yeah. And we're like, why would you need parking?
You were already parked. Like, why are you parking again?
He's like, I didn't know how long it'd take to get there. You can see it out the window,
it's
dude.
It's
you
a block. Walked a block?
It's so
one
was
block.
A pretty big one. Yeah, and then the other one was our Friday flashback not long ago, and it was a mistake by our pal Chuck DeBone, and he wasn't even really an intern. He was just a part-timer who helped out.
Yeah.
And he was going out with Joe to eat a cucumber seductively in a deli, And
he made the mistake of not being informed.
It was like a week after Dick Cheney shot that guy. But to him, it was breaking news that day.
Yep. Yeah.
And so that was really a funny mistake.
That was really funny.
Yeah, that was more of a mistake in his own world.
Yeah.
Of it not being broad enough.
Yeah. That was just, yeah, he was just ignorant.
Other intern mistakes. Well, it was a mistake. I think the biggest mistake is us when it comes to interns and relying on them for easy things like filming me at the Sarah Palin rally, like, or she, it was her book tour. And so there was a line. There's never like lines around here. And so there's a big ass line. Everyone's been out there all morning and I just was going to go there with a bullhorn and whip up some excitement and get them to chant things and then kind of throw in like, you know, I say Sarah, you say Palin. And then eventually I go, I say pro, you say choice.
And people were like, pro!
Choice!
Oh, oh, wait a minute, no, trickster.
Yeah. Is that a good one or bad one? I don't know. But yeah, he was good audio, good enough, but the video was just, there's a mall in the screen, in the frame, and that's about all you see. He was like terrified.
Our worst interns were the ones who wanted to be in radio.
Well, the ones wanted
to be a doctor. The ones who didn't want to be in radio were usually the good ones. Yeah.
This
typically
wasn't Dr. Stupid. This was Dr. Redbeard, and he was, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what.
5,000 miles away. Didn't work out. But.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.